If you think you need a home inspection, you probably do. Hi, I'm Todd Osborne of Orion Inspections. And buyers, sellers, and even flippers, I'm talking to you. Knowledge is power when it comes to real estate transactions. You'll get an image-packed, searchable, digital, printable report of the condition of the house, things to keep an eye on, any safety issues or defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
I'm Kirk Bangstad, and I own the Minocqua Brewing Company in Deep Red, northern Wisconsin, and I have a super PAC. We make good trouble by buying billboards, radio ads, and calls to voters in northern Wisconsin. We target federal and state elections, think Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany, and concentrate on a fair redistricting process. Give a donation now if you're able at the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC tab. Help us make the politics of the Northwoods as clean as our lakes and streams. That's the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC tab.
For the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has been unable to get his story straight in regards to his involvement of the plan to deliver slates of fraudulent electors for Wisconsin and Michigan to then-Vice President Mike Pence on January 6, 2021. Earlier this week, Johnson denied knowledge of involvement in the handoff of the electors, bouncing blame between an unnamed intern and a new chief of staff. Then on Thursday, Senator Johnson said that Pennsylvania Congressman Mike Kelly provided the fraudulent documents to Senator Johnson before the election certification, who immediately responded such claims were plentifully false. Later in the day, Senator Johnson then said it was Trump lawyer Jim Traubus who attempted to use Johnson's office to get the documents to Pence. Mostly sunny skies in the forecast with winds up to 10 miles per hour and a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy skies expected this evening with an overnight low of 63 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about a Senate Democrats call on the Food and Drug Administration to change discriminatory blood donor policies. And I was saying before we go to Tom. Democrats, senators are supporting this bill. They added that it continues to effectively exclude an entire group of people from the donor base and does not meet the urgent demands of the moment. They demanded that the FDA adopt evidence-based policies focused on the assessment of an individual's risk instead of what they refer to as inaccurate and antiquated stereotypes currently present in the deferral guidelines. The agency's current deferral period of 3 months was updated from 12 months in 2020 to address the urgent need for blood during COVID-19. And according to the letter, as a result of the advances made in blood screening and safety technology, a time-based policy for gay and bisexual men is not scientifically sound. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A., hey, Tom, what's going on? What do you say?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government ultimately, and the Republicans are the pro-death party. Earl, this is probably one of the biggest issues that I have personally been through. I used to give blood when I lived back in Wisconsin many, many years ago. And Michelle Obama was, encouraging people to do things for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to start giving blood again. And I went in to, give blood because I had been in a monogamous relationship now for over 20 years, and they still had that question on there. Have you had sexual relations with someone of the same sex in the past, 3 months or 6 months or a year? I can't remember what it was. And the person said to me, you don't have to, tell the truth on this. I'm like going, no, I said, this is part of my whole being. This is part of, I have never felt, more discriminated in that moment than I probably, and maybe I'm talking from white privilege here, but I have, you know, what's in my body, what's my blood. It's like there's nothing wrong with my blood. And for someone to tell me that either I have to answer a certain way on a test, or I can't give blood when blood is so needed, this has been one of my biggest, besides getting money out of politics, but this personally has been one of my biggest things that I have been fighting on for years, because it's just the feeling that I had when they said, no, we're sorry, you can't get blood. I'm like going, first off, we're not living in the 80s. And second off, all blood can be tested to make sure that the blood is okay. And, you know, there are people, maybe they're HIV positive, that should not be giving blood, but they can test that and see that. But the thing is, it was probably, like I said, this is something that comes from inside of you. It's blood that comes inside of you. So it really felt like they were actually just following the stereotypes. And
But Tom, and even beyond the fact that, you know, the entire creation, animals and humans, all based on blood. That's life. There is no life without blood. So the people who need the blood, they're not saying, I don't want a gay person's blood.
Right.
I mean, when you see that this is so necessary, and where exactly. We are, I go back again, heterosexual people aren't giving blood. Okay?
Right.
They're just not enough people are willing to give blood. I don't understand it. I think they're afraid. You know, as a person who gives blood, you know, you've got enough blood in you, and they don't take it to an extreme that you're going to run out of blood. The blood replenishes itself. And
right.
And so I don't understand, me personally, why.
Like
and
I
do
gave
think,
blood. I gave blood for years, Earl. And then when, you know, because I fell into the trap that when I was, you know, more playing the field and stuff like that, I was like, okay, I guess, you know, I'm not supposed to give it, which was ridiculous in the first place. But then when I was like, okay, I'm in a relationship now and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, they're even saying that if you have any type of intimacy with the partner that you're with and you're monogamous, that you still have to deny who it is that you are in order to give blood. And I'm not willing to do that, but I have wanted to give blood for so long. I want to be able to help another person. I have the ability. I know what giving blood is. It's the simplest thing in the world. You get the cookie afterwards and, or salt and crackers afterwards. And you know what? I would love, I implore every person out there that's listening to this radio station to fight for this issue, because this is the most ridiculous, stereotypical, just insane issue in the world. But I have in my own directory, you know, gayandlesbianpages.com, glpages.com, I have promoted, you know, the fact of fighting against this. I have written about this because of the fact that it happened to me personally, and I really, really felt like a toxic person. Hey, and I hadn't even done anything wrong.
Hey, Tom,
I hope people understand that that's the way people feel. And it's not a good feeling. Just think if you were denied the ability to give blood, well, there's nothing wrong with your blood. You just want to do it to help your fellow man or woman.
Hey,
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it.
I think it is
ridiculous. And again, we're talking about the difference between life and death. And if people don't want gay people giving blood, then it's incumbent upon heterosexual people to donate blood. Let me tell you what it reminds me of. And I've had these conversations with people of color in my community. There are times that in my community, people of color get upset because white people would adopt black children. And they would say, we're tired of seeing white people adopt our children. And my response has always been, love doesn't have any color. And so if you don't want white people adopting our children, then you start adopting them. I just don't understand people, right? I don't understand. It's easy to point your finger at other people who are trying to do things that are right. And if you don't like what they're doing and you think that this shouldn't happen, then you have an option, right? Your option is that you step forward and do what the people who are trying to do right are doing. You know, but it's so easy to sit back and point the finger at others who are attempting to do what's right when you won't. So my thing is, hey, blood is blood is blood. And they have a way, as Tom has stated, of testing it. But if that, you know, doesn't float your boat, if it turns your stomach, and you think that, you know, that because, you know, people are gay that they shouldn't be given blood, and then, you know, step up and do it yourself. If not, shut up. I'm sorry. Be quiet. just really, you know, just stop running off at the mouth about these things that you aren't willing to do yourself. And I can, and that goes for a lot of different things in this country, that the same kind of people saying these things are not willing to do those things themselves. All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word.
We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word, one word.
If something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the world. Yeah, we only got
one word.